If I were to ask you which of the Ten Commandments you were the worst at keeping, what would it be? I think that I have told you before that I'm pretty sure, hands down, for me, number 3. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I don't think it really helps that Sunday is a work day for me. But even once I get home, the rest of my day never really seems to look like Sabbath. Of course, then I would have another option to choose a different day and live out my Sabbath. But honestly, that never works out either. Sometimes I try to appease myself by thinking that at least I break this one consistently and not others. I think that when it comes to the Ten Commandments, sometimes we fall into the pattern of thinking that some are more important than others. For example, I suspect that many of us would say that, you know, thou shalt not kill would be pretty high up on the list of commandments to obey. Important commandments, right? And while I agree with you that the offense committed in murder is certainly more grievous than, say, Sunday shopping, I would also argue that we do a disservice to the other 9 commandments if we think them lesser. The Pharisees in our story, bless them, well, they did not make such a mistake. The Pharisees understood that each commandment had its own purpose, and each one preserved and encouraged relationship with God and community, each in their own way. The commandment to honor the Sabbath was no exception, and so they are quick to judge Jesus' actions when he heals a man on the Sabbath. It's important for us to remember that Jesus was an observant Jewish man. He did and does, as a general rule, follow all the commandments without exception. He is not saying here that the Sabbath is not important. He is not saying that this commandment can be ignored. He, perhaps more than anyone else, any of us, would understand the goals and the effect of a well-kept Sabbath. Restoration, recovery, the time taken to connect with God. The Sabbath is about not only physical health, but spiritual health as well. But Jesus also understands that life is sometimes uncontainable. There are times when someone finds themselves hungry on the Sabbath without food prepared ahead. There are times when one is presented with someone who is suffering. And as far as Jesus is concerned, relieving a person's suffering, well, it trumps the Sabbath no work rules. A few chapters later in Mark's gospel, and also described in Matthew and Luke as well, and depending on which version you read, it's either a scribe or a Pharisee, but that matters little. These people who are asking him this question, they are the current scholars on scripture of that day. They know their stuff. And they ask Jesus this question, and I know you've heard this before. They ask, which is the most important commandment? Much like our own tendency to want to rank things, which is the most important, they're kind of testing out Jesus here to see what his answer will be. And he responds, again, you know this, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he continues then by saying, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, which is to say, the whole body of scripture that was written up until that day, all the law and the prophets. For a man who liked to answer questions with questions or strange stories and parables, this question, he answers very straightforwardly. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And this then becomes the measuring stick by which Jesus measures all things. So it stands to reason then that he chooses to heal on the Sabbath. Because which thing would make him love God more and love his neighbor more? Would it be to heal the man, even on a Sabbath, or to ask him to suffer for one more day and come back tomorrow? Observing the Sabbath is something that is intended to help us to love God more fully, and at the same time, to relieve a person's suffering is both to love God and to love neighbor. As David Lowes puts it, as important as the law is, it is and always shall be a means to an end, a tool, a mechanism in service to a greater purpose. It is not an end in itself. Following the law is not itself the purpose of the law, but instead, it is through following of the law that we can be brought closer to God and closer to our neighbor. And as I said before, the third commandment is for this purpose as well. So sadly for me, the fact that Jesus decided to heal a man on the Sabbath does not mean that I should not try to do a better job of observing my own Sabbath. It does, however, mean that I too should evaluate what I choose to do based on Jesus' measuring stick. Does finishing laundry and buying groceries help me to better love God and neighbor? Likely not. On the other hand, should I choose to use my Sabbath to volunteer or to cook food for someone in crisis or to relieve someone's suffering? Well, then just maybe Jesus would say, go for it. Now, you may or may not have noticed that this gospel reading ended with a sentence, just one short sentence, about how the Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against Jesus. It says, on how to destroy him. I think it's important for us to note that when one chooses the way of loving God and neighbor above the rules, there is often a cost. To forsake what is considered by society as the right way to think and do things, even if it is for the good of your neighbor, there is often pushback. But too often we end up holding tight to the law, wanting its security, holding on to what makes us feel safe, because we're afraid to take the risk of stepping out from under its protection, even if it's to relieve the suffering of a neighbor. Quite simply, we don't want the pushback. And then we wear our fidelity to the law like this badge of honor. The problem is, of course, that the example that Jesus gives in this story shows us that it's only when we step away from our own security that we become both a party to and a participant in the grace that makes all of us flourish. in the end, Jesus' life shows us that love is always the goal. Love is always what wins. And his resurrection shows us that no matter the cost of choosing love, it will never be enough to bankrupt us. Jesus calls us to choose love, even when there's a good excuse not to. Indeed, he went all the way to the cross because he would not deviate from his commitment to love all people, even those who would accuse him falsely. Jesus shows us that we will only truly know abundant life when we not only see, but live as though love is always the answer. So, what does that look like for you? What might you be holding on to just a little too tightly that might be keeping you from loving your neighbor a little more fully? In what way could you follow Jesus' example of stepping out from under the law in order to step into the light of grace and love?